Exodus 27:20, oil for the light. I want to talk to you about constantly staying in communion with God so that the light within us will be continually burning brightly. In the book of Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 through 21, we see the care of the lampstand. What was the lampstand? Well, the lampstand was first mentioned a couple of chapters back, there in Exodus chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. The lampstand is also known as the menorah. Let's look at Exodus chapter 27, verse 20 together. The Bible says, "And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil of pressed olives for the light to cause the lamp to burn continually." I want us to take note on several aspects in this verse. First off, the children of Israel shall bring oil for the light. The instructions given were not only to the priests, were not only to Moses, but rather it was given for the entire congregation of the Israelites to get their own oil. Oil is often compared to that of anointings and also that of the Holy Spirit. The entire congregation was responsible for getting their own oil. This reminds me of the parable that Jesus spoke there in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. That was the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. Let's look at this parable together. In verse 2, the Bible says, "Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them." Verse 4, "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, 'Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him.'" Verse 7, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut." Verse 11, "Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." The Bible is instructing us that we are to watch and be prepared for the return of Jesus Christ. If we are anticipating his return, our focus is going to be on heaven, not zeroed in on the world. The Lord is calling us to get our own oil. We get that oil through fellowship with God. Stay plugged in to God's word by constantly reading your Bible. Continue steadfast in prayer and supplication. Take communion in remembrance of him. Fast and stay in fellowship with other Christian believers. Secondly, back in Exodus chapter 27, the oil was for the light so that the lamp would burn continually. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, when he's preaching his Sermon on the Mount, in verse 14, "You are the light of the world." You see, the believer in Jesus Christ is the light of the world. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. This is why we are the light of the world. It's him within us. We are to shine brightly so that we can be a beacon of hope to a dark and dying world. We are to be a lighthouse, giving direction and pointing the way to Jesus. We need to continually stay in fellowship with the Lord so that our oil vats are overflowing, so that the light within us may continue to burn brightly, so that we can give direction to a lost people. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, please fill me with your oil so that I may burn brightly for you. May you radiate so brightly through me that it pierces all darkness that I may come up against. May you be glorified. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.